Nah, so he said, no, even though one third is still too much, he permits them to give out one third, but he says, as an advice to the whole ummah, one third is too much. But give it out. And then he told him something very important. He said, وَإِنَّكَ لَمْ تُنْفِقَ نَفَقَةً تَبْتَغِي بِهَا وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. This is very important. تَبْتَغِي بِهَا وَجْهَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا أُجِرْتَ عَلَيْهَا. You will not spend anything out of the face of Allah except that you will be rewarded for. We are in the chapter of intention and sincerity. So if you give anything out sincerely for Allah, for the sake of Allah, then you will be rewarded. Okay, that's why we ask. That's why we ask. Sa'd asked, can I give two thirds? No, but the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam means something else by anything you give out, even the family. When you give your family, you'll be rewarded. Based on the intention. If your intention is for the sake of Allah to make the masjid go on big or steal or cheat or get a bribe, ask for bribe, because if you give them enough, they're not going to go to these things. They're not going to go to these things. But when they are in need, of course, those of weak iman will go to these things. Now, so you have to protect and maintain your family. Do not let them go for this. Do not let them go for this. How? You walk out, you save money, leave for them when you die. When you are alive, also, anything you spend of what you like, then if your intention is just to keep them away from these bad things, stealing, cheating, bribe, whatever, then you'll be rewarded for this intention. And then he gave example, he said, حَتَّى مَا تَجْعَلُ فِي رَأْسِكَ. Even if you feed your wife, the food you bring, here is very important thing. Most of us go to the market, bring food, bring clothes, bring many things for the family. Is there anything behind? Very rarely we have the intention. It's just a kind of, you know, custom or, you know, habit. It's a habit only. No one has the intention to bring blessings to your family, to make the muscular flow with the others have in their hands, to protect them from these bad things like stealing, cheating, whatsoever. Then you'll be one. You're in a way going to bring. You're in a way going to bring. You are going to bring it whatsoever. So always maintain the intention. Maintain the intention. And then you'll be in one. This religion is very simple. And it is a cause of high reward. All it needs, small things from us to do. That's it. Why Allah rewards you for that? You know why? Can anybody tell me? Why Allah rewards you for the intention? Because the intention means you keep Allah in your mind. You always remember Allah. And Allah Ta'ala likes to remember Him. Allah Ta'ala many places in the Quran commanded us of remembering Allah. Why? Because when you remember Allah, when we do the remembrance of Allah, we always get scared of His punishment. So we stay away from whatsoever displeases Him. And whenever we want, when we see something to, something good to do, we remember His kindness, so we go and do it for Him. This is the importance of, but when you don't remember Allah, of course you're not going to maintain the intention. You forget the intention all the time. Which is dangerous for you? Remember that Allah protects you from jinn and even mankind. Wallah, if you keep remembering Allah, Allah will protect you from everything. Jinn and mankind and animals and whatsoever. allows the sex. Yeah? So you have to maintain the intention, which means keep Allah in your mind. As in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas, when he was riding behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was young lad. And he was riding behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the donkey. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "Oh lad, I am teaching new words. Keep Allah in mind. Remember Allah. Allah will remember you. Meaning, will protect you. Don't tell me I have money. I have people. All this will benefit you not if Allah wills that your blood pressure goes up. No, no, nothing of this can help you. If Allah causes this cancer, no one will help you, no one will protect you. Whatsoever. So we have to be careful. We have to remember Allah all the time. I have to maintain our intentions, not to please anybody, but to please Allah. So when you bring anything to your wife, aren't you going to please it? You are going to please it. She's happy. If you bring her like the food she likes or the clothes she likes, or you bring her any gift, even small like one rose, she will be happy, isn't it? Isn't she going to be happy? Right. But without intention, this happens means nothing. It's only short time enjoyment. But with the good intention that, oh Allah, I'm doing this to please you, because she is a Muslim woman. Then Allah Ta'ala will make her all the time pleased with you. But to that, Allah is too generous. Allah is very generous. Allah is extremely generous. All generous. Allah is all generous. Most generous. So we have just to remember these things, and Allah Ta'ala will benefit us. The second hadith of today is on the verse of Abu Hurairah. It is reported by Imam Muslim, where Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, إِنَّ مَا لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَى أَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَى أَصْوَارِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Important. Again, maintain sincerity, maintain intentions. Always, because the shaitan will come and try to make you forget the sincerity and intentions. I think you hear a story before I explain this hadith and explain it. Ali radiallahu anhu, Ali ibn Abi Talib, in one battle, he was fighting with one kafir. The kafir lost his sword, dropped. So Ali now is about to kill. Look, Ali raised his sword and about to kill him. Then suddenly Ali put his sword down and returned back. And then he said to someone there, of his companions, go and kill him. The man went and killed that kafir. So now, the companions of Ali were wondering, Ali, where did he go? He said, this one spitted on me one day. So I remember it now. And I was afraid that if I kill him, it is not for the sake of Allah, just for revenge. Subhanallah, how do you maintain their intentions? I see her, she thought even in the bottom, she thought she came to whisper to Ali. Remember when he spit on you? See? He wants him to kill that man, not for the sake of Allah. What will happen then? You will lose any help? And maybe you will get into the shirk. Because you have done what is for Allah, supposed to be for Allah, you done it for something else, for your own desire. So the Sahaba were too worried about this. That's why they maintain it. And that's why we need to maintain our intentions and sincerity. We do whatever we do, just for the sake of Allah. Now, here in this hadith, the Messenger of Allah said, verily, Allah does never see or look to your body Allah will not look to your bedroom. You are tall, you are short, you are white, you are black, you are handsome, you are not. Just the deep, the heart. The deep in the heart. وَلَكِنْ يَنْبَرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Both to your heart and your deeds. Your heart, what it contains, not only your deeds, because your deeds, and it might be on a bad intention. So, but it's together, as in the first hadith, you remember hadith of Umar, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَانِ. Where the deeds are considered based on the intentions, precedent. Very important. Third hadith is on the authority of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, and this is a agreeable. قال سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن رجل يقاتل شجاعة ويقاتل حمية ويقاتل رياء أي ذلك في سبيل الله؟ فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قاتل لتكون كلمة الله والعليا فهو في سبيل الله. Very important. Look to this. Abu Musa said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked about a man who fights and courage. Fight and courage. Very. His prayer is big. He likes to fight. Some people just like to fight. For whatsoever. Okay? And the other, Hamiya. Hamiya means, because these are his people, whether they are having haq or batil, he doesn't care. This is my people. I will fight with them. Not so much of Allah. And the other just fight for showing off, for showing it to praise him. He was asked, which one of these three qualities is for the sake of Allah? Which one is for the sake of Allah? The words of Adam. The words of Salaam said, who fights for that the word of Allah be the highest, and the word of the devil be the lower, then this is fi sabilillah. So what does that mean? The intention for fighting must be for the sake of Allah, not to please so and so or please so and so. No, it's not because I hate America. Let me be clear. Because we hear these things. Jihad, jihad, jihad against America. Why? Because they're kuffar. Subhanallah. Are we the only kuffar in the world? I don't defend America, but I defend you. I want your intentions to be right. Don't say just like that. You say fight for the sake of Allah too. For that, the word of Allah to be high. And if you look today, the jihad is not for that. The jihad is not for that. But the call of jihad today is not for that. And I guarantee you, now, go to America. Do you see Kalimatullah in India or not? In India. Because there are Muslims. And they don't stop people to become Muslims. And masajid, you know. And in some countries, they have universities, Muslim universities. Some universities in Kuwait and the rest of the UK, for example. So this jihad, which claims to be jihad, is not for Sabilillah. It does not mean Allah knows this, but it does not mean. It does not have the principles. It does not have the principles. Now, Pakistan, for example, is a Muslim country. Saudi Arabia is a Muslim country. Egypt is a Muslim country. Who came to force them to change their deen? Nobody. Nobody. Whatever missing from the deen is by their will. By their own will. But it's not their fault. You never see fighting. No? So we have to be careful of that. We have to be careful of that. So, the one who fights for the sake of Allah is the one who is the one who fights for that the word of Allah to be the highest, that is the one for the sake of Allah. That is the highest? No. No.
وعن ابي بكر الزبير بن الحارث بن ثلب الثقفي رضي الله عنه ان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اذا التقى المسلمان بسيفيهما فالقاتل المقتول في النار.
مثل زي الحوت مثل كذا. لما قلت الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الشيء
when the two Muslims are engaged in a combat against each other with swords, they have a fighting, everyone got a sword, gun, whatsoever, and face to face, Muslim and a Muslim, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said both of them in the fire, they're Muslims. The Sahaba were surprised, he said, Ya Rasulullah, هذا القاتل, this is the killer, we know, we understand that the killer will go to the fire, but what about the one who's killed? فماذا عن المقتول؟ فماذا عن المقتول؟ Why is put in the fire? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إنه كان حريصا على قتل صاحبه. إنه كان حريصا على قتل صاحبه. He صلى الله عليه وسلم then said he replied fighting. So what? He was eager to kill his opponent. He was eager to kill his opponent. But he did not win it. That's it. Otherwise, he had the intention to kill him. So, what is the benefit of it? The intention. The intention. Both of them had the intention to kill the other. All Muslims. So, both of them in the fire. Because of the intention. The intention wasn't for the sake of Allah. It wasn't because this Kaaba, this is Muslim. No. It was because something else. Then we are saying. But everyone was eager to kill the other. And that is why the Prophet said both of them in the fire. InshaAllah ta'ala we continue this Sunday. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak. Ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.